From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Thursday, December 31st, 2020. I'm Marty Derlin. It's New Year's Eve, and KZYX asked folks on the streets of Mendocino Village about their plans to celebrate the end of a difficult year.
Oh, I think just home with my husband and dog.
Would that be a change from last year?
Yes, huge. We always get together with friends, have a big dinner together. And
do you have a wish for the new year?
Oh, gosh, I just wish for better health for everyone, and I wish better circumstances for those who've lost their houses in the fire, and now this, and jobs, and, you know, just all of those kinds of things I wish for people, because I'm, you know, one of the lucky ones not having to go through such stress.
We will celebrate the new year by hanging out with our dogs and our cats, reflecting on 2020, and hopefully setting some goals for 2021. And maybe participate in a virtual sound bath and kind of listening to some healing sound vibrations from a friend who puts on healing circles.
Well, we're here visiting Mendocino from the Bay Area, and we're planning to spend New Year's probably just quietly here on the Mendocino coast, since it's, you know, it's not really the time to be celebrating with a party situation. So it's going to be a quiet, peaceful, ringing in the new year.
One of the reasons for coming up here is to really kind of reflect on 2020 and set our goals for 2021 and decide kind of from a professional and personal standpoint what we're wanting to do in the next year. So I journal everything. Every year I go through and I make a list of everything that all the big things that I accomplished throughout that year. I'll write down all the things that I want to accomplish in the next year. Even more is going to be possible in the next year if I could do all that in this last year.
So I'm probably going to walk Big River, hide among the redwoods, and clean my house. I tend to be reflective on New Year's Day anyway, and when people go out and party on New Year's Eve, you know, it's not going to happen the same way this year. But I find that there's a lot more drinking. Like, people get, like the things that they haven't accomplished at the end of the year. So it doesn't seem like a good night to be out. It seems like Christmas is more of a celebration of life, and New Year's is the death of the year, you know. So I tend to hide out on New Year's anyway.
We're going to have an effigy burning, and then we're going to howl at the moon and pray for a better New Year. And then do everything we can to make it so.
Are you going to tell me who you're going to hang in effigy, or can I guess?
You can guess, but there's more than one. There's at least two. There's two main ones, and then there's minions.
Well, I am all by myself, but I have taken in some strays, so they are camping on my property. And I have a tenant also on my property as well, in a cabin separate from me. So I think we're probably just going to get silly, for better terms. We'll probably just get silly and maybe play some card games. There's some left, right, center game they're trying to teach us with dice that you play. And it seems like a pretty fun game. So, you know, we're going to keep it low key.
I feel like this year has really demonstrated that time is relative. And I mean, so we did another rotation around, you know. I think I'll just sleep and hang out with my cats. That's about it. Some of my friends are like, I'm going to do laundry. That sounds good, right?
Hang out with the loved ones and stuff. So, you know,
just enjoy the day.
Easy.
Nothing major, just, you know, a beer, a joint, you know, Mendocino.
Enjoy life. Enjoy life, yeah. Enjoy life while we can, right? That's true.
That's for sure.
But yeah.
Is it different from a normal year for you? Would you do something different if there weren't COVID?
Las Vegas, maybe?
Yeah, I think we go big, or go home. Yeah. I would be in Vegas right now.
Vegas.
Tell you that right now.
I think I'm just going to celebrate New Year with my wife. It's our second anniversary, and so we're kind of like thinking about the future and looking forward in that way, but also like, oh, wow. There's a lot going on, so a lot to think about.
Yeah, well, we're just going to
stay home. We're probably going to watch Anderson Cooper and his friend.
I'm going to do the East Coast version of New Year's Eve and celebrate it at 9. And I'm going to probably watch a funny movie.
I like to have a bonfire for my fireworks and watch the sparks go up in the air and look at the stars and think about what I have to be grateful for. And one thing that I have liked to do before is to write what my hope for the new year is and then put it into the bonfire so that it can transform into whatever kind of magic you can make it into. Put your wishes out there for what you want, you know, what you'd like to see happen, and send it on to the next dimension.
For KZYX News, I'm Marty Derlin. For all of our stories, plus photos and more, visit kzyx.org. You can also find us wherever you get your podcasts. Happy New Year!